He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the January 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is a good day at Gunderson Capital Management. Our largest holding at the firm is the biggest winner in the market today. More on that in a moment. In the meantime, how's the rest of the market doing? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 42 points today after another good day yesterday as they got the government back up and working again. And the Dow had a good day yesterday. It is down 42 points, however, so far this morning. We're at 26,172 on the Dow. The S&P is down 75 cents, three quarters, 2,831 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up 20 points, and therein lies Netflix, my largest holding in my premier growth portfolio, one of the great growth stocks of our day. And today, definitely, it is the biggest winner in the S&P 500. It's my largest holding. The NASDAQ is up 22 points to 7,430 this morning. The Russell 2000 is flat this morning. That's the small cap stocks. They continue to lag their large cap counterparts. Crude oil. The oil stocks were on fire yesterday. No, not the rigs. Not the rigs out there in the Gulf of Mexico. The stocks. Did you see the oil stocks, the energy stocks yesterday? I told you. Bill was right again. Gold up 50 cents this morning, 1332. How's the beleaguered bond market doing this morning? Okay, well, at least it settled down a little bit, 2.62% on the 10-year this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, broadcasting live from my BSN studios. Best Stock Now. Some people leave the N off and just say it's the BS studios of Bill Gunderson. Well, no BS here. I try to give you the straight truth of what I see in the market on a daily basis. Yesterday, what did I see? I saw stocks shooting to new records as they voted to end the government shutdown. I think the people voted to keep it in place. But the guys that get paid by the government, nah, they voted to let's get it back up and running or we won't have a paycheck on Thursday. Stocks again rose to new record highs yesterday. And from my point of view, I can tell you what led the way yesterday. Oh, my gosh. The biotechs. After that Juno deal with who bought Juno out? Celgene buying Juno, a CAR T, which we've talked about many times, that technology in the biotech industry. That is the second CAR T stock to be bought out now here for a big premium. I think Bluebird's probably next, B-L-U-E. We'll just have to see. But the biotechs yesterday were breaking out all over the place. And I don't mean just the big ones. I don't mean Amgen, although it did break out. The little $5 and $6 biotechs were breaking loose yesterday. What else was breaking loose yesterday? Oh, my gosh, the oil stocks. I would have to credit Halliburton. They reported better than expected earnings yesterday. They reported better than expected revenues. And also news that OPEC and other producers would continue to cooperate on production. You know, OPEC doesn't have the clout that they once have, do they? Oh, no, we've got the Williston Basin. We've got the Haynesville Shale. We've got the Permian Basin, and we've got the technology to frack and to go horizontally in addition to vertically. Major technological breakthrough, which opened up new oil fields in America, putting on us on a par with Saudi Arabia as the world's largest oil reserves. So OPEC has to cooperate. No longer are they a cartel like they used to be. They still are. But now they've got a competing cartel here in the U.S., the frackers, and they're cooperating. Nobody's pumping more oil than they've been told that they can pump, and they're hoping to control oil prices. They're currently at $63 per barrel. Many analysts expect oil to go to $80 per barrel. And let me tell you, yesterday, and I have recently increased my exposure from zero to, 5% maybe of my overall portfolios, maybe 10 in the energy patch. I did that in November, December time frame. And man, those stocks are breaking out. That was a pretty good call. Not only are the oil producers breaking out, but the companies that provide the services to the oil companies, the Halliburtons of the world. I own some small ones there and some mid-cap ones there and some large-cap ones there. Davos, 2018. I'm sure wall-to-wall coverage on the Alex Jones show. This is supposedly where the globalists meet to plan the overthrow of the world. The world's political and business leaders, plus a usual smattering of celebrities, are heading to Davos, the Swiss Alpine Resort, where the World Economic Forum's annual conference begins today. The official theme of the 2018 meeting is creating a shared future in a fractured world. Well, the world's always been fractured. But, of course, the globalists want to bring it together. We can all coexist as one on this planet, which we'll never see in our lifetime until the second coming. But that's what they're trying to create, a shared future in a fracture. Well, now, why is this important? President Trump will be the first U.S. leader to attend the summit since Bill Clinton in 2000. And, of course, many thought that Bill Clinton was an Illuminati, along with his wife, Hillary. Is President Trump going to be initiated into the underworld of the Illuminati there? Well, we'll see what Alex Jones has to say about that. Bank of Japan keeps its policy steady. Why is that important, Bill? Why do I need to know about the Bank of Japan? Because it's a major central bank. We've got to watch major central banks all over the world. Let's just watch the big three. We'll watch our Fed here in the U.S. That's very important. That's monetary policy. We'll watch Europe, the European Central Bank. They still have a zero interest rate policy. They still have quantitative easing. But guess what? They're tapering. And the Bank of Japan keeps policy steady. I own several Japanese stocks. They've been going wild. Why? The market likes to go where there's loose monetary policy. The loosest monetary policy in the world these days, Europe and Japan. I continue to have holdings in both of those countries because of the accommodative monetary policy. This is an interesting story that I saw out from Bank of America today. Oil demand to peak by the year 2030. Why? Amid the boom in electric vehicles. Who's been talking about the boom in electric vehicles? World oil demand could peak as soon as 2030, Bank of America Merrill Lynch analysts predict, as 40% of all car sales will be electric by then, thus reducing the need for oil as a fuel for transport. Electric vehicles will likely start to erode this last major bastion of oil demand growth in the early 2020s. You know, I'm not so sure about that. Ever been to an airport lately? I never look up in the skies and the steady line of planes landing. Ever look at our military, the battleships and the destroyers, and let's not forget the travel industry with the cruise ships. I don't think they're going electric. I think oil will still be plenty of demand. But I, having said that, the automobile is a big, big, big user of crude oil and fossil fuels, and I do see You know, the demand for oil, I kind of agree with what they're saying here. The electric car, the electrification, just like Bob Dylan going electric at the Monterey Pop Festival. Guess what? Now the Ford Ranger is going electric. Will people start running with their hands over their ears like they did when Bob Dylan broke out the electric guitar? Will the hunters, the dove hunters of the world, be driving an electric Ford Ranger or an electric Ford Bronco or whatever the case may be? Well, it's coming, so get ready for it. When we come back, irrational exuberance warning from Goldman, and why is my biggest holding the biggest winner in the market today as the company smashes estimates, making me a very happy guy on this Tuesday, January the 23rd. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What else could it be? We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Now, remember, in Atlanta on 1190 WAFS, we'll be moving to 4 p.m. at next Monday. So if you turn me on in there at 10 a.m. and I'm not there, I didn't go anywhere, but I'm moving to the 4 p.m. hour on that station. And in Seattle, towards the end of February 26th, KKOL 1300, the whole station is going dark. I mean, they're losing their tower. I don't know, the environmentalist something is happening. So there will be no station there anymore. So my choice is to give up my Seattle audience. I don't want to do that, or move to their news talker up a little bit north, and that is 1590, The Answer. So I want, if you're one of my Tacoma listeners down in the southern part of Seattle, check out 1590. I've gotten mixed reports on how good the signal is in Tacoma. But I will be moving to 15. I don't have a choice. It's a stronger signal. It's a big news talker, 1590 Seattle, and I'll be on at 1 p.m. No more live show on KKOL, which mostly covers the Tacoma area, the southern reaches of Seattle, because the station's going dark. So give me your feedback on how 1590 a.m. sounds. With where the Best Stocks Now radio show will be moving towards the end of February. And don't forget, in Phoenix, K-Money Radio, I will be in Phoenix on Saturday. I will be speaking at 10 a.m. at Financial Fest in Scottsdale at the Embassy Suites, right on the corner of Scottsdale Road and Cherokee. And Charles Payne is the featured speaker at Financial Fest. I guess I'm the warm-up act, you know. I don't know if he speaks before me, after me. I don't know. I like Charles Payne a lot. We're very like-minded in the stock market. I followed him ever since I've been in the business, to be honest with you. He used to have a fax service where every morning he would fax to subscribers, you know, some of his upgrades, downgrades, things like that. And he, of course, is on the Fox Business Channel. And I am planning my annual trips, semi-annual, at least semi. I'll be in Sarasota at least two or three times this year, looking to open an office still in Sarasota or have a rep there. I got to get over to Dallas a couple, two, three times this year. Of course, Atlanta. Of course, I want to get back to the Mall of the Americas as soon as they cheer up a little bit. I know, it's so rough. We had the Chargers on the verge of going to the Super Bowl one year. And we hit Cincinnati with Air Coryell and the high-powered offense, and it was 12 below in Cincinnati. And Dan Fouts, the ball was frozen, and it would hit Kellen Winslow's hands, and it felt like a brick. And it shut down Air Coryell, and we didn't make it to the Super Bowl that year. So I know what it's like. We haven't been back since, you know. Anyways, well, as soon as those Minnesota folks cheer up a little bit, and of course I'll be back to Seattle. And I got to get over to Honolulu this year. I just have to get over to Honolulu. And I'm looking to add more stations this year along the way in more cities. So The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour will continue to try to bring you the cutting edge, a little bit on the edgy side, a little bit on the rebel side, I guess, out here on the West Coast, anti-Wall Street just a little bit, anti-asset allocation for sure. Would I rather own a 10-year treasury or Netflix? Ah, give me Netflix. Equities still rule the roost. Equities mean you own a piece of the company. You're not loaning money to the company. I'm sure Netflix has bonds that they float. Look at Netflix breakout today, up $24 a share, hitting 251. It's now a $100 billion market cap company. One of the biggest winners of our day. And I have to give CEO Reed Hastings credit for adapting as times changed. As Bob Dylan said, the times they are a-changing. Well, first it was the video store. It was Blockbuster. It was Hollywood Video. And then along comes Reed Hastings with Netflix saying, I got a better way. Let's mail order. So you don't have to drive to the video store. You don't have to run out in your pajamas at 10 p.m. Sunday night to avoid the late fee to get that video back in the Dropbox. And don't forget to rewind it, or that's another extra charge. And, of course, while you're standing in line, there's popcorn, there's goobers, there's Raisinets, and everything else. Well, there's no video stores left anymore. Netflix rules the world. But what came next? Streaming. All right. Now we don't even need a DVD player. Although a lot of the good movies, if you want to watch a classic Peter Sellers movie like Party, that is one of the funniest movies of all time. It's not streaming. You're going to have to get the DVD and have it mailed to you by Netflix. But, okay, well, now everybody's streaming. So what do you do next, Reed Hastings? What do you have for an encore? They light the matches, you know. Come back for an encore. Well, what's he come back with? Original programming, taking on the big networks. Now it's $100 billion media giant Netflix. Our largest holding here at Gunderson Capital Management, the biggest winner in the S&P 500 today. Now, let me just throw out a number here. An investment in Netflix, this comes from the Best Stocks Now app, the app that tells the truth, not the story, the truth. Numbers don't lie. Over the last 10 years, Netflix has delivered to investors 53.6% per year. During that same period of time, the market was delivering 8% per year. And they were delivering DVDs on the party, starring Peter Sellers. And the gal that married Andy Williams, I know my wife would know the answer to that. She was in that movie. And she was also involved with the skier, Spider Savage, I want to say. I can't think of her name right now. But she starred alongside Peter Sellers in The Party. One of the funniest movies of all time. Over the last 5 years, Netflix has delivered 75% per year return. No dividends either. This is just pure capital appreciation. 75% per year, while the market delivered 13.6% per year. Over the last 3 years, Netflix has delivered 70% returns to investors. Reed Hastings, can you imagine what his house looks like? I bet they have some parties there. And over the last 12 months, Netflix is up 71%. No wonder it gets a performance grade of A+. No wonder it gets a momentum grade of A. And no wonder it's been one of the top-ranked stocks in my app for quite some time. This is Bill Gunderson. That's why we call this the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Claudine Lange was the actress in the party opposite Peter Sellers. She ended up shooting her boyfriend and murdering him, Spider Savage, but she claims it was an accident. Well, we'll find out someday, I guess, in the hereafter. That's one of the questions I've always wanted to know. Where's Jimmy Hoffa? Did Claudine Lange, was that murder or was it accidental? She was also married to Andy Williams along the way. But if you want to see a funny movie, head on down to Blockbuster and get some popcorn and some Raisinettes and walk out with the Party DVD. I think I'm going to buy that thing. It's a classic. The other classic, Peter Sellers, is the one when they go into outer space, the nuclear bomb, Doctor Strangelove. Is that it? With Slim Pickens? That's another classic. You can't stream it. It doesn't stream. You got to have the subscription service to get some of these old cult classics. But I highly recommend it. All right, let's take a look here at what's up in the crypto world today. Before we go to crypto world, let's go to Ameritrade. Ameritrade reports earnings. I own Ameritrade in my Premier Growth and in my income portfolio. And I would stress again, if you haven't heard it, Bill Gunderson does not like the bond market. I haven't liked the bond market since summer of 2016. It was flat last year. The bond market was flat while the market was up 20%. That was a pretty good prediction, wasn't it? I kept you out of a flat market. And this year I said the bond market's going to deliver negative returns. So far that's coming true, and it's going into bear territory further and further every single week, every month. So what do we do for income? I think you own equities. The world's awash in debt. You've got a growing economy. Don't you want to participate in growth of the economy and growth of these companies? Ameritrade pays a dividend yield of 1.5%. Put together 25 to 40 stocks of this ilk. The Boeing's, Caterpillars of the world, they're the best stocks now, and they pay a dividend yield. Do you want to own that or a bond ladder? That's your choice. Ameritrade is breaking out to new all-time highs today. Their GAAP EPS was in line. They beat on revenues, and I will soon have a custodian named Ameritrade. I'm told now in about 4 weeks. I've been with Scottrade really since inception back in 2006. I was one of the first significant financial or RIAs to come on board on the Ameritrade platform. I sat on the advisory council of Ameritrade, or of Scottrade. And I still call Scottsdale Scottrade all the time. But anyways, Ameritrade is buying Scottrade, and that deal will be consummated here in about a month. We're still filling out new Scottrade paperwork for now. We're still on the Scottrade platform, but it will soon all be merged. One company, Ameritrade, and I believe Ameritrade has a much more robust platform. Okay, now we got to go to crypto world for a minute. The dark crevices down there, deep. Here's what Goldman Sachs is saying, and I've been saying it way before Goldman Sachs made this comment. In fact, I even compared it to the tulip bulb mania, which I didn't witness. That was in 1493, something like that. Goldman Sachs says the crypto bubble is bigger than the dot-com mania. Now, I was alive during the dot-com mania. That's when Pet Food Inc. Would put dot-com after their name, and the stock would zoom up 76% in the next day. That's when IPOs would come out without any plans beyond the IPO. Let's just go public because it's a slot machine right now, and people were buying. That was the biggest bubble I ever witnessed up till now. I witnessed another bubble in 2007, 2008, when money was basically free to borrow. Just sign here. We don't care if you even have a job. That created all kinds of unnatural demand for housing prices, driving housing prices through the roof. That was a bubble. When that one collapsed, it was the financial crisis when Henry Paulson got down on his hands and knees and begged Nancy Pelosi for a bailout. TARP funds. Bubbles happen all the time. They come along about every 6-7 years. Maybe it's a 7-year cycle like Joseph of Egypt, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of lean. I don't know. But the crypto bubble, according to Goldman Sachs, the meteoric rise of internet stocks at the end of the last century, and even tulips hundreds of years ago. Go ahead, read about that one, the tulip bulb mania. Don't even come close to that of Bitcoin, says the team at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs has been known to be wrong, you know, many times. If I'm not mistaken, they were packaging up those high-interest loans, low-quality mortgage loans. What did they call them at that time? Not prime loans, subprime. Packaging them up, selling them to little cities in Norway and whatnot, and eventually blowing up in their face. So Goldman's not always right, but they say that Bitcoin's price explosion is a mere speck compared to that of other cryptocurrencies like Ether. While we do not know if Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency will double or triple from prevailing prices, we do not believe that these cryptocurrencies will retain their value in the long run in their current incarnation, says Goldman Sachs. Of course, Goldman Sachs, they're supposedly the Illuminati, the underworld. They've always got some guy in the Fed. Have you ever noticed that? There's always a Goldman Sachs guy in the cabinet. Right now it's Gary Cohn. Back then it was Henry Paulson. Oh, there's been a lot of Goldman Sachs guys. A lot of conspiracy theories about Goldman Sachs. See, I try to appeal to you Alex Jones types. I mean, I believe a little bit of that myself. Now, Goldman Sachs is trying to launch a business of crypto trading. All right. Okay, but they say it's going to blow up one of these days. Coinbase revenues, that's Coinbase. That's the app. Business is booming at cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase. It's a private company. You know how much they took in last year in revenues? $1 billion. Now, this year, they're expected to only do $600 million. And in fact, Goldman Sachs agrees with me that this whole thing has topped out. It topped out. I believe it topped out in early January. And now you're starting to see, you know, interest starting to wane a little bit in the crypto. South Korea bans anonymous crypto trades. The crackdown on cryptos in South Korea is picking up. What was one of my predictions? I made two major predictions this year. Bonds will be negative in 2018. So far, I'm right. And crackdowns on crypto will continue driving down prices. There's also a slowdown in ICOs. Okay, not IPOs. This is bringing coins to the market. Ernst & Young researched nearly 400 initial coin offerings. More than 10% of the funds raised through ICOs have either been lost or stolen. Well, that's not much different than the Prudential and their limited partnerships back in the 10% of the funds raised through ICOs have either been lost or stolen. Now, here is what Ernst & Young says, maybe more interesting to bubble watchers, the whole thing may have popped months ago. The volume has been slowing since late last year, with only 25% of the ICOs hitting their fundraising target in November. So if you're going to bring an ICO public, you better do it quickly because they're drying up fast. Ernst & Young's Paul Brody says, we were shocked by the quality of some of the white papers. We see clear coding errors. We see conflicts of interest between the companies issuing tokens and the community of token holders. Sounds pretty sleazy to me. In the meantime, Kodak is exploding higher on their Kodak coins today. Let's check in on the former member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And by the way, I found out a listener corrected me. Paul McCartney's wife, Linda Eastman, was not related to the Eastman fortune. She had money. She had dough herself. But that was, I think, Paul McCartney's love of his life. Eastman Kodak went from $3 a share to $13 a share in 2 days because they announced Kodak coins. Interesting. All right, let's see. What else? Best stocks now? No. Johnson & Johnson, they report earnings. Big member of the Dow. Big member of the S&P 500. Has it given Netflix-like performance over the last decade, however? Johnson & Johnson over the last 10 years, not bad, 11% per year versus the market's 8. But Netflix has been 58% per year. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, we have the biggest winner in the market today in Netflix, but I want to do an exercise here. Not jumping jacks, not push-ups, no. We're going to do a valuation exercise, all right? Because there's big news on another holding. This is something that is significant in my book when a company announces this. And in fact, it's so significant. I haven't found an options play recently. I wish I would have. You could have thrown a dart at an options play here in the last 6 weeks and hit a winner. All of them would have been winners just about, except for General Electric. Anyways, Adobe raises their guidance for this year. Now, this is pretty significant. Okay, this is one of my formulas for looking at options plays. When I raise a target price on a stock significantly, I feel like the probabilities are behind me and the risk-to-reward ratio is there to, in my play account. This is my play account. I started with $1,500, I don't know, 6 months ago. I have to look at the start date. And that little play account is $13,000, $12,000. It's been as high as $15,000. I had a couple of losing options in December when the tech stocks did their sell-off. But still, overall, right now I've got in that play account, that speculative account, my little fun one, money that you take to the bingo parlor or buy lottery tickets with or whatever. You got to have a little fun. This market, this business is a lot of fun. Anyways, marijuana stocks, you know, stuff like that. Crypto, blockchain stocks, whatever the flavor of the day is. But I especially like options. I especially like it when a big company like Adobe raises their guidance. Now, let's see what this does to the target price, all right? I'm going to do this before your very eyes. I have a spreadsheet of 5,500 stocks, and I do my own valuations. You know, in, of stocks, there's about probably 3,000 stocks. The rest are mutual funds, ETFs, something like that. My current, and I like five-year target prices. I don't like three-month target prices. Who can predict the weather over the next 3 months? It's very unpredictable. But over the next 5 years, it's much more predictable. Adobe is expected to continue to grow by 17% per year over the next 5 years. Now, I currently own Adobe in my premier growth portfolio. It's one of the great growth stocks of our day. It's Photoshop. It's all of the, you know, what the designers use. It's, you know, PDF file. It's just everything. When it comes to graphics and whatnot, Adobe is a major player. All right, so Adobe says that instead of $5.51 per share in earnings this year, it's going to be $6.20. That's significant. Let's just see, when I plug in the new number, I'm going to write right over 550, and I'm going to go to 620. Okay, we currently have a target price on Adobe of 340. Let's see what this does. Let's see what the new target price will be when I type in 620. That's what I like about spreadsheets. Bang, there it is. Goes up to 385. So I'm raising my five-year target price on Adobe from 340 to 385. That's a significant revision, upwards revision to the five-year target price. Why would I sell my Adobe? Why would I maybe not? Hey, what's a February, March? The stock is currently trading at, Adobe's currently trading at 200. All right, so let's look at a March 200 call just for fun. Don't tell your wife about this now. I heard it from Gunderson. This is my gambling money. No, you know what? Look, options are a legitimate way to play stocks, but they're very risky. There's all kinds of different ways that you can hedge, do hedging strategies to limit your loss. You limit your upside. But if you were just to look at a 200 call, March call on Adobe, I'm not going to pull it up now. I don't have time. But that's a significant event when a company raises their earnings estimates. Do you want to own companies that are raising their earnings estimates or lowering their earnings estimates? Why do you think companies, and by the way, the momentum grade on Adobe stock right now is A+. That's as good as it gets. I'm working with my app team, and they will soon have a screen that every day you can look at just the A+ momentum stock. I'm guessing there's about 150 a day, somewhere in there, out of 5,500. And if you're a trader or if you're an investor, I would look at those A+ momentum stocks in the app every single day. I got to get an update from those guys. Sometimes these app guys disappear. These millennials, they disappear. I don't know where he went. I'll chase him down today and say, hey, I gave you two projects. We need to have this A+ momentum screen ASAP. We need to have the new sector in the market, two new sectors in the market. One is the blockchain sector. The other one is the marijuana sector. I know, it's a legitimate sector. What can I say? With all of Canada legalizing it and everything, and all of California. And what was the other one? Oh, a watch list so that people can click on a stock that they like when I mention it, and they can watch it. Here's my watch list. Create several watch lists in the app. Anyways, those will be out real soon for subscribers to the app and subscribers to my live trading service. But you know what? If you're going to work today, you don't have time to be picking stocks, knowing when to buy, when to sell. I'm not in and out trading every day. I've owned Adobe, Net. These are core holdings that I've held for a long time. You've also got to know when to sell stocks. That's very important. That sometimes is more important than when to buy stocks. And to weight them in a portfolio and to fit the stocks to your risk tolerance and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's what I do as a professional money manager. Why not buy into one of my strategies? I have about four or five here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm bond free and proud of it. As of the summer of 2016, I'm not a traditional asset allocator, nor am I a index. Buy and hold and ride it up and down. I'm not a boglehead either. I am a tactical. I am a market timer. I seek out the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now, whatever the case may be. You go to my website, Gunderson Capital. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. At least sign up for the newsletter and get started with us. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.